Houston, Apollo 11. On this star, the auto maneuver worked just fine. I'm right at the substellar point. Everything looks beautiful, except there's no star in sight. It's just not visible.
Roger, this is for star 01.
That's correct.
You're not getting any reflections or anything like else that would obscure your vision, are you?
Well, of course, the Earth is pretty bright, and the black sky, instead of being black, has sort of a rosy glow to it. And the star, unless it's a very bright one, is probably lost somewhere in that glow, but it's just not visible. I've maneuvered the reticle considerably above the horizon to make sure that the star is not lost in the brightness below the horizon. However, even when I get the reticle considerably above the horizon so that the star should be seen against the black background, it still is not visible.
Roger, we copy. Stand by a minute, please. This is Houston. Can you read us the shaft and trunnion angle off the counters?
Yeah, I'd be glad to. Shaft 331.2 and trunnion 35.85.
Roger, thank you.
It's really a fantastic sight through that sexton. A minute ago during that auto maneuver, the reticle swept across the Mediterranean. You could see all of North Africa, absolutely clear, all of Portugal, Spain, southern France, all of Italy, absolutely clear. It was just a beautiful sight.
Roger, we all envy you the view up there.
But still no star.
11, this is Houston, over.
Go ahead, Bruce.
Roger. On our ground computers, we confirm the shaft and trunnion angle that you have as being pointed at the star. However, it looks as though that shaft and trunnion angle is also pointing into the structure of the limb, so that while you would be getting the Earth horizon, the star LOS is obscured by the limb. We recommend an auto maneuver to the attitudes and the pen and ink into the flight plan. Roll 177.2, pitch 298.2, and yaw 330.0. Over.
Okay, fine. Let's try that.